This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An Illinois State Commission examining wrongdoing by federal agencies during so-called Operation Midway Blitz is now taking testimony. My colleague Alex Degman reports the Illinois Accountability Commission's first hearing focused in part on the use of chemical irritants like tear gas and pepper balls. Dr. Rohini Har is an emergency physician and testified as an expert witness. She watched a video of agents pepper spraying a vehicle that was occupied with passengers, including a baby, leaving a Sam's Club parking lot.
It's fired directly on somebody's face and in an enclosed place where there's no egress. And then this gentleman was driving and he could have caused an accident. The whole thing is just like line by line misuse of this, of irritants.
The commission's members believe the Trump administration will eventually be held accountable and the evidence they are gathering will be important. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson today says he will do whatever it takes to avoid a government shutdown. A coalition of alders yesterday advanced a rival budget proposal that Johnson's fiscal team says is short by $163 million, and the plan still needs a full council vote. If it passes, a Johnson veto would send budget negotiations into deeper gridlock with just 12 days left ahead of a state-mandated deadline. Johnson made his comments today on our In the Loop program. Cook County's top prosecutor is giving teenage boys accused of serious crimes an opportunity to avoid jail while awaiting trial. The Cook County Board of Commissioners today approved $1 million in funding for a pilot program. It provides academic and after-school support services to teens in the Lawndale and Little Village neighborhoods. Those two West Side neighborhoods have long struggled with crime. It is another big week for the Chicago Bears. They'll host the arch rivals, the Green Bay Packers, Saturday night. Now, the Bears won't have to deal with Packers pass rusher Micah Parsons. He's out with a knee injury. But head coach Ben Johnson says Green Bay's defense is formidable.
They have some high-caliber players throughout on the defensive line, linebacking core, and on the back end. And so just because one player goes down doesn't mean that this is going to change a whole lot for them. They play relentless football. They pursue. This is a very good defense, regardless of who's on the field for them.
Johnson says the team is counting on fans to make an impact the way they did at their last home game against Cleveland. And if you are at Saturday's game at Soldier Field, you might have the chance to buy snacks or alcoholic beverages using your phone. The state of Illinois is launching Mobile ID at Soldier Field on Saturday. Secretary of State Alexi Giannoulia says fans will be able to present their mobile ID on your phone's Apple Wallet to help verify your age at select concession stands. Giannoulia launched Mobile ID in Apple Wallet in November. He says the move at Soldier Field will keep the lines moving and the energy high. You're listening to The Rundown. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single fan of novelist Jane Austen must be in want of a way to celebrate her 250th birthday. And my colleague Lauren Frost is one of those fans. She found events celebrating the British author all over the Chicago region this week. And perhaps the most grand was a Regency ball, complete with a string quartet, historical snacks, and dancers in gowns stitched from YouTube tutorials. Lauren takes us inside a church gymnasium in West Suburban Glen Ellyn and sent us this very 19th century audio postcard.
Can you describe your outfit today?
Sure. I am in a Regency-style ball gown
with a high waist and matching elbow-length gloves.
We bought my husband a admittedly very fake-looking tailcoat and top hat.
This charming lady over here actually made appropriate undergarments as well. I have not gone quite that far.
I'm Tammy Brecher.
What's involved in the job of a caller?
Knowing the dances,
understanding their structure and their history, and then you need to be able to figure out how to convey that to other people. One of Jane Austen's letters talks about she was at a ball and we began at 10, this is 10 in the evening, we began at 10 and supped at 1 and we were back to Dean, which is her home, by 5. So this is all night dancing in these very, very energetic, exhausting dances.
Can we expect that tonight?
No. No, we're too not lazy, we're too calm.
This dance, the physical snob, we don't really know why it's called that. There are some dances where the title's very strange and we have no explanation.
I'm Jeremy Ward.
Mary Van Hooser.
So we've got two violins and a guitar and cello. And then we have the hurdy-gurdy for a couple of dances.
What is that?
So the hurdy-gurdy, it has its roots in medieval Europe. It's a stringed instrument, but some of my strings' pitches don't change, and so they become drones, and so they actually sound very much like a bagpipe.
Hey, my name is Sam Rich, and I'm one of the organizers for the ball tonight, and I did all the food. There's some route cakes and some cheesecakes and stuff like that that I'm excited for people to try.
Yeah, is it like period accurate food?
A lot of it is, but not all of it. You know, it's like where possible and where palatable, because like some of it's a little, you know, not what we would expect. Lots of gels and things like that that you don't really want. Lots of beige.
Okay, we are going to do the traditional last dance.
Could you each introduce yourselves?
Shafinaz Ahmed.
Nancy Y.
What do you like about Jane Austen?
I think her wit is remarkable, her observation of the times, the constrictions that women were in, but also the way that they were able to navigate that in a particularly intelligent way.
And what do you like about Jane Austen?
So to be honest, I've never read her books, but I'm a big fan of like the Jane Austen films, especially the 1995 BBC production of Pride and Prejudice.
You're offended that she's only seen the movies and not read the books?
The book is always better, I will tell you that. The book is always better, yeah.
Weather today, gusty with showers and patchy drizzle, temperature falling to the upper 30s, and tonight very cold, windy, a chance of rain and snow with a low in the low teens, and then cold and blustery on Friday with a high in the upper 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.